Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Prime Minister Modi's austerity call translated into sectoral winners and losers on Dalal Street. Travel-related stocks such as IRCTC and Yatra, airlines including Indigo and SpiceJet, jewellery makers such as Titan, Kalyan and Senco Gold, real estate firms like Prestige and Brigade, fertilizer companies including Fact and RCF, and edible oil makers like Patanjali Foods and AWL Agribusiness all came under pressure. The only gainers were electric vehicle-linked stocks. Ather Energy, JBM Auto and Electra Greentech rallied after Modi urged citizens to shift to EVs. The broader economy appears to be losing some momentum, even though it remains above its long-term growth trend. Ishan Gera reports that Money Control's Advanced Business Index slipped to a three-month low of 100.8 in April from 102.5 in March, as elevated crude prices and global uncertainty began weighing on consumption, mobility and industrial activity. Differences over governance and succession are surfacing at Tata Trusts. Debosh Ichaki reports that Noel Tata has now voted against the reappointment of Venu Srinivasan and Vijay Singh as trustees of the Tata Education and Development Trust, the first known instance of him opposing the two in a trust-related matter. In a separate report, Chaki explains how Noel Tata's reported plans to gradually step away from Tata Group company boards as he nears 70 could bring renewed attention around succession planning at Tata Sons, especially with N. Chandrasekaran's possible third term likely to come under scrutiny. HDFC Bank is likely to request a 90-day extension for its interim chairperson, Keki Mistry, reports Hamzini Karthik. No formal decision has been made on who will succeed Atanu Chakraborty, who suddenly resigned as chairman in late March. The possibility of Mistry continuing as a chairman beyond the extended term is unlikely as of now. Scale, it seems, is no longer everything. In an interview with Hamsini Karthik, Kotak Mahindra Bank Managing Director Ashok Vaswani said the bank is now focused on building a differentiated franchise rather than merely chasing size. He said the next focus area for the bank is to reduce the cost-to-income ratio. Meanwhile, SBI will hire nearly 4,000 people over the next year to build a collection team, its chairperson C.S. Sethi told Arkishma Iyer. India's nuclear ambitions are beginning to gather pace. Arunima Bharadwaj reports that NTPC is planning a 56,000 crore rupee nuclear power project in Bihar's Banka district, starting with 2 700-megawatt units and potentially scaling up to 2.8 gigawatts as the country pushes towards a 100-gigawatt nuclear capacity target by 2047. Priyansh Verma reports that a US trade delegation is expected to visit India later this month as the interim trade agreement moves closer to conclusion, though the final contours could still hinge on Section 301-related tariffs targeting sectors ranging from steel and automobiles to semiconductors and solar modules. And finally, Trisha Krishnan's presence at Vijay's swearing-in ceremony as Tamil Nadu Chief Minister wasn't just a show of support, but also a carefully planned collaboration across brands. Mariam Faruqi writes that the actress strategically tagged her sponsors for her clothing and jewellery. Marketers are betting that her proximity to Vijay could unlock an even bigger endorsement portfolio across categories from jewelry and textiles to financial services and real estate. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.